All of us know that February is Black History Month, and I often say that I celebrate my history and culture all year long. Culture and history is part of what God has given to me. As we celebrate that continuously, we join the rest of our nation today remembering the gifts and the history and the culture of people of African descent have brought to our nation and to our church. Amen? We're very blessed here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church to be a place where all people are welcome, no matter what their race or culture may be. We're very vested in the fact that we are authentically Black and truly Catholic with no apologies to anyone. And so although we just sat down, I'm going to ask you to stand up again for our ancestors and to sing the song that we should know by heart. Some of us do. If you need some help, it's 291 in the Lead Me, Guide Me hymnal. It's a song that has given us strength in times of trouble and rejoice in times of jubilation. Lift every voice and sing. Let us join together and sing out. This is not a solo performance. This is all of us to sing. Whatever voice God gave you, use it today. And sing and praise our good and gracious God as we start off this wonderful month of Black History.
Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound out as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we tried, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our people sigh. We have come over a wave with our tears that have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the bright gleam of our bright star is cast.
Come on, church, just sing out.
God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path we pray. Bless our feet, stray from the places our God we meet thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy head, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land.
Give God some praise this morning, church. Amen, amen, amen. Extend our hands in prayer this morning. Good and gracious God of our weary years, of our silent tears, we just want to thank you this morning for getting us up this morning. You didn't have to do it, but somebody got up this morning to praise you. You deserve it, Lord, the praise, the thanks, the honor. So once again, be with us today. The word's been proclaimed. May it be preached, God, as you desire this morning. We got to give him praise in the noontime and in the morning and in the nighttime. So God, be with us today. Wash my tongue, order my steps, that your word may be proclaimed in this church today. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Receive. I do a lot of driving in my car. And many times it's my second office because I have that little Bluetooth thing to take phone calls. You may have had a call with me while I'm driving. It's where I do some of my best work. But I've also, when I drive, I find myself fascinated by church signs. One day we'll have one of those fancy electronic signs in front of us. But I'm fascinated by those signs and message boards in front of church. You ever seen those things I'm talking about? And it's amazing how churches communicate what's going on, whether it's an announcement, what's happening, but more importantly, a spiritual message sometimes. Well, I saw one recently that kind of caught my attention. It wasn't electronic, it was an old-fashioned one like the one we have. And it said very simply, obviously pointing to today, stop by my house before the game.
Come on.
I didn't finish yet. The sign said, stop by my house before the game, God. Stop by my house before the game, a message from God. I don't want to have an accident driving that because I liked it so much. Got to take a picture of that. Stop by my house before the game, God. And it served, at least for me, as a reminder of priorities. Priorities. Because sometimes we got to get our priorities straight. A little boost, a little poke to remind us what's important. Stop by my house before the game, God. Some folks think the Super Bowl Sunday is like Resurrection Sunday. Where you going tonight? What you making? We get so caught up, and nothing wrong with sports. We get so caught up in the cultural things of our nation, of our world, we forget God. Because nothing is more important than Sunday. And we forget that sometimes. If you identify as Christian, then Sunday is a day to worship our God. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that as our world has gotten so busy, huh? There's an article in the paper this past week about blue laws. Do some folks remember the blue laws, huh, in Pennsylvania? You couldn't do anything on Sunday. Now we have games on Sunday, shopping on Sunday. You can buy any kind of liquor you want on Sunday. Stop by my house before the game, God. Reminding us there's nothing wrong with things of this world. If it gets in the way of your Lord and Savior, gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. Stop by my house before the game, God. I share that today because today the church pauses ordinary time, takes off her green, puts on white to celebrate Jesus as the light of the world. And all of our readings point to that truth. Jesus Christ is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. We say it every Sunday in the Creed. Yet he was born in human nature. And God chose to save the world by giving us his son as a baby. How many times have I preached, God could have saved us any way God desired. But God chose to place Jesus in the human vestige that all of us come from. We all got born somehow. And Jesus was brought up in the Jewish tradition. And his mother and father were Jews. And over again, the gospel deacon read today, you heard the phrase, according to the law of the Lord. Mary and Joseph were faithful to their tradition, faithful to what they said they were, and presented their son in the temple, who is God himself. But because the law said, take your firstborn and present him to God, they followed the law of the Lord. They gave God the praise for their child. They put God first in their life. They made sure they did what they were called to do according to the law of the Lord. And they gave what? A sacrifice. Turtle doves and two young pigeons. Indicators of their poverty. Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring, but I give you my best. I don't have much, but I give myself to you. They gave their best. They didn't have a whole lot, just their best. The sacrifice to God, their tithing, their 10%, because God had been so good to them. God had ransomed them. God was kind to them. And they gave their little bit to God. This young couple, bound by marriage, with their whole life ahead of them, encounter this beautiful other couple of Simeon and Anna. Not bound by marriage, but bound by promise. They knew that God is faithful. They knew that God is trustworthy. They knew that God keeps promises. Who knows about God keeping promises in this church today? God keeps promises. If God says it, if God says it, church, let it be. You can trust in God. You can't trust in people sometimes. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be on time too. And you still waiting. But I know a God who's an on time God. I know a God who's an on time God. I know a God who is faithful. No one will see it, can't you, church? Simeon's told, you will not taste death until you drink from the stream of life called Jesus. You will not taste death until you drink from that cup of grace called God. You can almost see Simeon taking that baby and said, Master, I can go now. Your word has been fulfilled. The prayer we pray at night prayer in the church. My own eyes. Oh, they're old, aren't they? Cataracts. They've seen a lot. But I've seen salvation. I've had in my hand the Savior of the world. My God keeps promises. And Anna comes along. Old woman, always in the temple. Thank God for the Annas of our community. Thank God for the elders, the Annas, a prayer warrior. Don't you dare tell me your ministry is up. Because when you can't move around anymore, perhaps, maybe you can't do the kitchen any longer, maybe you can't drive someone the way you used to, who knows what I'm talking about today, you stand as a prayer warrior. Anna, I love Anna, because one of the things the word says about Anna, she was a prophetess. Who says that women can't preach the word of God? A prophetess. She didn't need no man to ordain her. She's a prophetess. A prophetess. Always in the temple. You don't need anybody to ordain you to preach God's word. You preach the word. And notice she was in the temple doing what? Night and day, fasting and prayer. Didn't say she was in the temple gossiping and starting up mess. Sometimes we're in the temple, we're not about the Lord. Don't say anything about, she said fasting. Sometimes we need to fast, church, to purify ourselves. Because when you fast, you get in touch with your stuff. Because some of us are intoxicated with substance. We want to drink it away, smoke it away, eat it away, and you wonder why you're off kilter. Aha, I'm cutting close now, aren't I? I know a friend of mine. He said, you know, Steve, life is tough. I got to smoke every day to be right. I said, first of all, you ain't got no money. And I don't smoke that stuff, but it costs some money. That's your first mistake. Your second mistake is, you better put something else in your body besides that. Did you ever try to pray? Ever try to be quiet? Ever try yoga or meditation to get in touch with your stuff? You can navigate through, because life is tough. Life is stressful. If all you're doing is smoking it away, or drinking it away, or eating the things that we know taste good for you, ain't good to you. Anna's fasting, that her body might be right to receive the Lord. Maybe all of us should do some fasting and some prayer. This old couple encounters a young couple. This intergenerational blessing between Mary and Joseph, Anna and Simeon, all surrounding Jesus. All surrounding him. Because they knew he was the center of their joy. Because he will grow in age and wisdom. For those of us who are hungry, he's the bread of life. For those of us who are thirsty, he's got some living water. For those of us who get lost, I know I do all the time. And my GPS don't work. Some roads we go down, the GPS don't cover. But you got your God's promise of safety. You got that GPS. He's your shepherd that will lead you. Because sometimes a shepherd, it's got to poke you in the butt to move you along. Anybody got a cane in church? Anybody got a cane today? No canes in church? Nobody got a cane? You got a cane? Let me see a cane. Thank you, Miss Rita. It's a nice cane, too. Okay. So sometimes you gotta get you're in the wrong spot. You got the shepherd's gotta poke you sometimes. Don't do that. Go over here. And sometimes he's gotta do this. To bring you close. Sometimes you need a hug, and sometimes you need a little poke. But my shepherd always got my back. In the good times of bed, in sickness and health, in the sudden death, slow walk, God is with us. And that's why we got to prioritize Jesus in our life. You know, I get frustrated sometimes when I look at our church roles of people who claim to be members of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. Thank you. And you know, this is some of the folks who want everything in their time of need. They want it all, but they don't show up. You do. Most of you in this church today are here on the regular. But where are the others? I'm not saying they're don't quote me and say, Father said you're... No. It's not about me. I'm in the temple. If I were not here as pastor, I'd still be in somebody's temple because God is too good to me. He's too good to me. Too good to me. But I wonder sometimes. I pray sometimes, ask myself, because one day, your number might be called. We're all in line, church. All of us are in line. We don't know when they're going to say, you, and you, come on out of line. And when my time comes, I want him to know my name. I want him to say, I know who you are. You're not a stranger to me. Your name is in the book. I know who you are. I know who you are. So we pray. We invite. We encourage. If everybody who claimed to be part of this family came, there'd be no seats. Jesus is too important. He must come first in our life. On the regular. And also, we must live out of this truth of being part of a church, as broken, as sinful, as jacked up as it may be. Because guess what? It is. And why is it so? Because you're in it. And so am I. But I don't come to church because everybody's perfect. I know a man. I know a man who is my senior pastor. His name is Pastor Jesus. I know a man. And part of church is walking with people in community. You go to that moment of death, you need somebody to hold on to you. We're going through something. Pray for me. None of us get here by ourselves. It's called community, church. I am because you are. You are, therefore I am. I need you, you need me. It's called church. It's called family. But the rock is Jesus. What a difference a week makes. I was coming back from the gym, trying to stay healthy. It's hard out there trying to be healthy. And my sports friend, Sister Nancy, you know she likes sports, right? But it's interesting, only the cute guys she likes. She don't like any ugly players. She likes the cute ones. White, black, she don't care, it's only the cute, you know? But no, seriously, Sister Nancy texted me and said, did you hear about Kobe Bryant? Like, Sister Nancy's starting to lose a little bit, you know? So what are you talking about? I heard he was in an accident. I'm like, what? This came from the gym. Of all places I would have heard something was at the gym. And you know, as the hours went on, 9 people died. 9. It wasn't just 1 or 2. 9 people died in a horrific crash. Imagine the family and friends of the 9 people. 9 people, church. Children, teenagers. Reminded me, as the day went on, wow, could have been me. I had just come back from Detroit last week. You might recall, I was talking about being so tired, right? You never know. You may have 5 rings, all kinds of championships. You may have all the money in the world, all the fame in the world. You may have a helicopter to come up to go down to avoid the traffic in LA. But when your time comes, you never know. All the money in the world, all the technology in the world, if that's your time, I thought I knew a little bit about Kobe. I did not know he was an active Catholic. An active Catholic. How many men are active Catholics? My daddy wasn't. If I depended upon my father for my faith, I wouldn't be here right now. I probably wouldn't be a priest. God knows where I would be if I depend upon my father to show me, a black young man, his son, how to pray. He didn't do it. He did great things. God will judge him. Let your mama do that. He didn't go to parent-teacher conferences. He didn't watch me play ball. He didn't do that. Kobe Bryant was at the 7:00 mass with his daughter that morning. The last place he went before he got into his helicopter was church. Now, wait a minute, y'all. I'm not trying to canonize Kobe. God's going to take care of that. God knows him. God knows his heart. God knew his marriage. And if anything, we need to put people in context. Maybe what happened to him as a young 24-year-old, stepping outside his marriage, should not be under the rug, but talked about. I know I plan to talk about it with my college students. Because sexual assault and sexual violence happens on the regular. And privilege and power can sweep it away. But I'm not going to denigrate that man. I'm going to choose the good. If I have to die, I want to die with my daddy after going to church. You think to yourself, out of all the gifts he had in his hand, Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. We call it viaticum, food for the journey, his last touch before we went home. We pray for all 9, huh? We pray for his widow and those little girls. But also we ask God to help us to put things in priorities. Stop by my house before the game. Stop by my house every Sunday. Stop by my house, give me some praise. Stop by my house and just pause from all the things of this world, because we get so twisted and caught up. We forget what really matters in life. I want to be in his presence. I want to be where you are. I want to be with Jesus. I want to know him and him to know me by experience. Stop by my house before the game. God. Amen.